Gimel Elul, Monday the 8th of September, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan, Hilchos Shabbos, a brief introduction to the Malachas.
Okay, this is a marathon. I think Rabbi Yanki wanted to have a brief synopsis of Hilchos Shabbos because they're trying to bring the Shabbos project here. Now, it's very, very hard, and the work of art to try and condense something into a half an hour slot. Any shiur is hard to condense for half an hour slot, but especially so Shabbos. I'm going to get straight into it, and we're going to do a brief introduction to the Klole HaMelochas, right? So there will be a bit of halacha lemaaseh, but the main thing is to understand the Klole HaMelochas. The general rules, the general principles, there are loads and loads of exceptions. Obviously, there's no time in this forum to go through them. But we're going to go, that's what we'll do today, going through the Klolei HaMelochos, the Melochos Doraisa. Okay, so Rabbi said there are 39 Ovis Melochos. The 39 Melochos, the Pasuk says, Lo Isase Ko Melocha, Ko Melocha is very vague. What does Melocha mean? So Chazal learned from the juxtaposition in Parashas Vayakhel of the Parasha of Shabbos to the Parasha of the Mishkan. And then the next Parasha speaks about the Mishkan. So Chazal learned that the Melochas which are forbidden are the Melochas which were done in the Mishkan, with regard what avodah which was done in Mishkan, not the avodas of korbanos, the avodas in the achana of the Mishkan, the haino, the Mishkan itself, the building, and the yirios, the covers, hence the melach of tzeda, shechita, dying, right? Those are melachos which Chazal learned. So I saw a very interesting idea. And that is Shabbos is about Emunah. Shabbos is all about Emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created the world and is still creating the world and is still being Mashgiach over the world. Shabbos is all about Emunah's Chachomim. The Torah says, Lo Isase Melocha. The only Melocha which it says clearly, actually there's two clear Melochas it says in the Torah, Rabbi Isai. Lo Isase Melocha. And? Hoitzor, Tchumin, we pass in Tchumin as the Drabonon, Pashos Hoitzor and Pashos B'Shalach. But apart from those two, nothing is explicit, because it's Emunas Chachomim. Yeah? You cannot divide Emunas HaTorah from Emunas Chachomim. They're intrinsic, they go hand in hand. So, with those are the 39 forbidden activities, there's a few remozim to that. Chazal Darshan in Tav Dizayin Amud Beis, Eile HaDvorim, Asher Tziva Hashem La'asos Lo'asos, the beginning of Parshas Vayakhel. So from the word Eile HaDvorim, Eile is Gematria, Rabbi Isai? 36. Dvorim, the minimum of Dvorim is 2, that's 38, and Hey is 39. That's a Joshua, it's an Asmachta Be'alma Parshas, although some Rishonim suggest it is a Joshua and it's the number to tell us how Chazal know which Melochas. So that's the 39 melachos. I don't understand. So the Baal HaTorim here asks, how can you darshan Eile HaDvorim? I mean, that's Pasha Dekora. It's not Miyutar. It's not redundant. So says the Baal HaTorim, because the next pasuk when it tells us about the Tzivi HaMishkan, it says, Zeh Adova Shetziv HaShem Leimo. So why do you need to say Eile HaDvorim beforehand to darshan Eile HaDvorim 39? The question is, I've asked lots of people this, I don't understand the Joshua of the extra hay. You cannot write Eile Dvorim. Anybody who's acquainted with a bit of grammar say you cannot say Eile Dvorim. Because Eile Dvorim translates as these are things. That's not English, that's not a sentence. I do not understand how Chazal see the Yitur of the Hey. Eile HaMitzvois, Eile HaChukim, Eile HaMishpatim. Always it says a Hey. Anyway, that's as an aside. Interesting, Yushalmi Darshan, similar. Eile is Gematria 39. 39, how on earth do you get that? We just said 36, because the ches is interchangeable with the hey, right? Because they're the same makor in the throat, so therefore they're interchangeable. Right, the Gemara also in Daf Mem Tesamud Beis says 39 times Yeah, 39 times the word melacha, not with respect to Shabbos, but the actual word melacha is said 39 times in the Torah. So it says, so loisa se kol melacha. That means all the melachas which I've told you. Every time I've mentioned the word melacha, loisa se kol melacha. Don't do all those. That number, that figure of 39. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. It's imperative. We mentioned Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. Melacha is not avodah, right? People. A melacha is not toil or work, but a creative activity. That's why a malach is a messenger. A malach means I want to do something. I want to achieve something. I want to be mekadesh anish. I want somebody to make a sale on my behalf. That's what malach. He fulfills a tafkid. He HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach to fill. Right? Ein shnei malachim. Yeah, you can. A malach can only have one tafkid. That's creative activity. He concretizes an idea. That's why, says Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, when they learned from the Mishkan, they were coming, you would have thought that almost everything is a creative activity, if you think about it. Chazal learned the only things which are considered creative activity is that which we learn in the Mishkan. That's why, I don't know any of you are acquainted with the concept of Hoitzah Melocha Gruahi. It's a very feeble melacha kiviyochol. Why, says Rav Hirsch? Because there's nothing creative in it. All I've done is I've taken an object from one rishus to another rishus. That's why it's a chiddush, and that's why we need an extra pasuk for itzah, because really, you haven't really created a new entity. The misconception of what melacha means was formulated, says Rav Hirsch, by those who changed the mission of adapting life to the Torah, to the slogan of adapting Torah to life. So therefore they strike a match. What's the problem with that? Turn on the light. What's the problem with that? They misunderstood the concept of melacha. Melacha is created. Hashem is the creator. We have to refrain from creating. Right, we're going to now learn about the limudim which we learn from Meleches Machsheves. There are certain requirements in order for melacha d'oraisa to be transgressed. Why is it important, Rabbi Isai, to know what's a melacha d'oraisa and what's drabonon? Okay, a few reasons, Rabbi Isai. Why is it imperative to know? It's all also anyway.
The punishment.
Right? Right. The oynesh is for Rabbi Isai for melacha Shabbos, skila be meizid and chatos be shoygeg. And if it's a chatzi shir, if it's less than a shir, then it's also min atoyer, according to most poskim, according to Rashi, certainly. Right. What else? Sorry. Sorry. Right. If you have to do something on Shabbos, you try to minimize it when possible. You try to minimize it. Amir al akum. Right. Amir al akum. You cannot ask a goy to do a melacha d'oraisa unless there's a chayla, and there's an ill person, or you're allowed to fix an eruv, tzorkei rabim, chadoyme. But generally speaking, you're not allowed to ask to do a melacha d'oraisa, even for davening in shul. You're not allowed. But a drabonon shvus d'shrus shin zayin sif hey, it's mutar. What another psul edus as well. Most poskim say that in order to, you know, somebody who's mechal Shabbos befaresia, which as a shaila today pashas, we don't have it, although it's debatable, but it's got to be a melacha d'oraisa to transgress the issa. To be, so kol mechal Shabbos has got the din of muma. Somebody who's muma lechal Shabbos, even if he does it leteovin, even if he doesn't do it to rebel, he says I'm going to lose my work, I'm going to lose all my panos if I don't work on Saturday. Nevertheless, he's got the din of Mumar L'Avodah Zorah, which those two, Avodah Zorah and Shabbos, even if you're doing it later oven, you are Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula, therefore your Shechita is Posul, and your Yain is Yain Nesech, Stam Yainam. All the other Averas, Kilaim, Chadoim, and Avelis, is only Rabbi Yisrael, you only become Mumar L'Chol HaTorah if it's Almanas L'Hachis. If you're doing it, yeah? If you're doing the slightest issue, but just in order to rebel, yeah, then you're mumma. But if you're doing it later oven, yeah, if you're going to McDonald's because it's cheaper, then you're not a mumma l'cholatayr kula. You're a rosha, not a rosha aid, but you're not a mumma l'cholatayr kula. So therefore, we need to know what's melachas d'oraisa. So the pasuk says later on in Parshas Vayakel, same perek lamed hey, pasuk lamed gimel. the pasuk says, "Uvacharoishes even lemalois, uvacharoishes eis lasois bechol meleches machshavet." It's talking about Bezalel doing the meleches machshavet. So interesting, these two critical words, Rabbi Yisai, meleches machshavet, which means a thought out, a planned out melocha activity. So it doesn't say with regards, the pasuk is not in the context of Shabbos. The pasuk is in context of the Mishkan. However, as we said, since we learn from the Mishkan to Shabbos, so the Chazal learned that the only melochas which are also are that which fulfill the criteria of meleches machshavos. Right, so let's start at the beginning. What's the first thing we learn from meleches machshavos? Now, I say the first thing, although you'll see it's not so straightforward. Dovashen miskavin. What's dovashen miskavin? Dragging a table. Dragging a table, it might make a groove in the ground. Yeah, that's called Dovash Maskavin. That's a machleikis, Rabbi Yisai, between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, right? The machleikis between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, Dovashen miskavin, right? Whether I do a melacha. Now, I think, yeah, if it's very unlikely the melacha will be done, even Reb Yehuda is maskim. Otherwise, you can't do anything almost, yeah? There's always a chashash you might do something. But if it's a reasonable chashash, a reasonable possibility that you will do melacha, for instance, dragging a bench, or walking across the grass, where there's a reasonable chance that you're likely to cut out grass, Reb Yehuda says it's not b'shem miskavin, it's also. Reb Shimon says it is muta. However, I say it comes from meleches machshavos. That's not so true. Why? Because dovah shein miskaven is muta b'chol ha'Torah kula. In fact, we just started in Kol Olam in Bosov v'Cholov. There's a shaila whether you're allowed to turn on the fire. Rekiva Eger is mistapek. Whether you can turn on the oven, and there might be a pot of, you don't know what the contents are. Let's say it's a communal oven and you've got goyim there cooking as well, there might be basar v'chalav there. So you're cooking your own thing, you're not interested in cooking the goy's thing, but there's an issur of cooking independent of eating. So Rekiva Eger is mistapik there, it goes into Dovin Shmiskavin. It's clear from a few places, Kilayim, the Gemara in Chavtes Amud Beis, Rabbi Yisai Shabbos Chavtes Amud Beis, and kibui gecholim on the mizbeach. It's clear that the aside of Reb Shimon applies lechol atayir kula. Dabashen is coming. That means when you do a pula and you're not sure whether the melocha, the isu will be done, that is mutar min atayir. However, Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Yehuda says it's also min atayir. Comes along Tosfos and says, Tosfos in a few places, in Shabbos Mem Amud Beis and Yom Alamed Dalet Amud Beis, and says that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Dovah Shein Miskamen, is also min ha-Toyer b'chol ha-Torah kula. However, on Shabbos, it's maskim, says Tosfos, that Dovah Shein Miskamen, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you do an activity where you might do a melacha, for instance, you open the door and there might be a light on Shabbos, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not also min ha-Toyer. Why not, Rabbi Yisai? I've given the game away. How do I start? Because of meleches machshavos. Because of the extra condition required on Shabbos of meleches machshavos. However, what happens? Moide Reb Shimon, be slice the head. Can he not die? Psik reisha velo yomus. Psik reisha velo yomus? Question mark. Can you cut off the head? The child wants to play with a chicken's head. Can you cut off the head without slaughtering, without doing the tilas neshama, which is one of the neshama, which is one of the melachos? So psik reisha means when you are carrying a heavy bench, and you know it's going to make a groove, or you know the light's on in the fridge, and you're not interested in the light, but you know the light is going to come on, you just want to get into the contents of the fridge, that's a psik reisha, and that's chayev, Rabbi Yisai. That's a psik reisha denichale. It's dark in the kitchen, you open the door, you're definitely happy with the light, it allows you to see inside. What about psik reisha deloy nichale? You couldn't care less. You're running on the ground, you're playing football, Adarabba, it's mekalkel, right? You're tearing out the grass, you're not happy with that. You're interested in running. What's the din of psik reisha deloy nichale? Machlekes oruch and other rishoni. The oruch holds psik reisha deloy nichale is muta, even on Shabbos, right? That means, very fascinating, the oruch understands, even though I'm going to do a melacha, I know my activity, I know when I'm going to open up this fridge, it's going to turn on the light, but I don't need the light, it's daytime, it's broad daylight, The oral holds that's not, that again goes into the category of Dovashein Miskavin. Right? It's Dovashein Miskavin and therefore is Mutar. Not only is not Chayiv, is Mutar. Tosfos disagrees, and that's the way we paskin in Shin Chav Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber there is talking about blocking up a barrel, Mesuchraisa de Nazaisa, blocking up a barrel with a cloth, and it inevitably will squeeze out, yeah, the wine from the cloth. So there, the Oruch says, if you make sure that the wine goes le'ibud, that means it goes down on the ground, it's completely mutar. It doesn't see any problem in that whatsoever. I know it's going to squeeze, doesn't matter. That's a psik reisha deloy nichale. Right? Deloy nicha means deloy nichale. That he is not happy with, he has no interest in that. However, we paskin not like that. In that very case of the cloth inside the barrel, it is also to squeeze that. That's the way of passing. So why is it not chayev? Everybody agrees it's not chayev, and therefore, Rabbi Yisai, it's muta b'mokim mitzvah. If it's a big mitzvah, or it's you'd be allowed to do a psik reisha de lo nichale for a choile. Right, I'm giving you a halacha de maise. So we're masking. It's not chayev min atzora. Why not? Why? If we disagree with the Oruch and we say that if you know your activity is going to cause a melacha, then that's not what Dov Hashem is coming. The whole tour of Dov Hashem is coming is when I don't know the melacha is going to be done. If I know it's going to be done, that's not Dov Hashem is coming. So why on earth, yeah, should it be potu? The answer is because of the next klal which we learn from Meleches Machsheves, and that is another machlekes, another completely different machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and it starts with the words melacha. Melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Right? Rabbi, is anybody acquainted with these words? Melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. An example? Blowing out a candle. Extinguishing a fire. Carrying a mace because you want the kohanim to come in or you don't want your vessels to become tomei, and you carry it from the house to the Rishus HaRabim. So you've done an act of carrying. However, says Reb Shimon, that's not Melacha d'oraisa. Why not? Why not? Because you have not done it for the purpose of the mace. You're not interested in the dead person. You don't want to do anything with the dead person. All you're interested in is to get him out of the way. Tosfos defines melacha shein tzricha legufa as a melacha which was not done for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. Right? Rashi defines a melacha shein tzricha legufa as a melacha which was done to get something away. I've got something disturbing me, I need to get something away. There are many kashas on that. For instance, if a person's garment is it's a bit thready and it's maladjusted, so then you tear it in order to repair it. That's melacha d'oraisa. So ask Tosfos and all the Rishonim on Rashi. I don't know. I would have preferred I wouldn't have had this problem on my garment. Right? Why you have a chayv? So the easiest definition here, normally Rashi is more straightforward than Tosfos. The easiest definition is Tosfos that melacha shein tzricha legufa is a melacha where you're doing exactly the same activity, but your purpose in mind is not for the same purpose as was done in Mishkan. Why, therefore, Rabbi Yisai, is blowing out a candle not a melacha d'oraisa? Because the melacha of kibui in the Mishkan was done, thank you for the pecham, for the charcoal at the end, you're not doing it for that. Therefore, melacha shein tzricha legufa is potter kunt Reb Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda holds its chayev. How do we paskin? We paskin like Reb Shimon. Two indications. One indication is in Shin Lamed Dalet Sif Chav Dalet. You've got a burning hot coal on the ground, and people don't know that it's dangerous. It's not danger of death. It's not going to cause anybody to die, but it could severely harm a person. So the Mechaber says, if it's gacheles shel mateches, if it's a coal of metal, then everybody agrees that extinguishing is not melacha d'oraisa. Why? Because there's no charcoal. When there's no charcoal, then that's definitely not a melacha d'oraisa. Right? Right? The question is, when there is charcoal, and I am not interested in it. So Mechaber says you can actually even extinguish a regular coal. Yeah? Why? Because that's melacha shein tzricha legufa. And b'mokim tzar rabim, hezek rabim, chazar will not go is it. And the Rambam holds it's also to do gachelah shel eight. Why, Rabbi Yisai? Because the Rambam paskins. Rabbi Yisai? Because Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rambam paskins melacha shein tzricha legufa is chayev. The Mechaber says another thing, if you got an animal, a scorpion, this is in Shin Tzai Zayin Seif Yud, you've got a scorpion or a creature which could harm you, not kill you, otherwise that's mutar, could harm you, you're allowed to kill it. You're allowed to kill it if it's running after you. Why? Because killing, yeah, you're not interested in it, you just want to get it away from me. That's Melocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa. Says Tosfos, that's why Psikresha D'Lay Nichalei, I'm Rabbi Sai, I'm dragging my bench. I know it's going to make a furrow. Yeah? Yeah? Why am I potur? Because it's Melocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa. Because every Psikresha D'Lay Nichalei, I'm not interested. Right? I am being Chayfer Aguma. I am digging a hole into the ground. Yeah? I'm making a hole in the ground. That's a melacha of boine. Right? But if I'm not interested in it, that's a melacha shen tzicha l'gufa. So all the more so, if I'm dragging a bench, and I'm doing something else, right? I'm not even straightforward. I'm just dragging a bench from A to B, but have no interest in the bar, in the furrow, that's a melacha shen tzicha l'gufa. Sorry?
So are you allowed, according to that, to kill wasps in a sukkah?
Why is it different? I don't know. It does say in the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to kill them if they're running after you. Now, it's very disturbing to have wasps. That's another chakir as well. When I kill an animal, I might even say that as well. If I kill a domesticated animal, obviously not. But can I be over on Seder at the same time as I kill it? Maybe Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is mesupah. Maybe Seder is achana for the next stage, right? You can't. So if you see a wild animal and from far, I shoot it. Rabbi Yaakov is mistapik. Therefore, he says nafkamina to use spray on Yom Tov. He says because Seder is osu, killing is muta. He says, if there's tzeda, you're not allowed to use fly spray on Yom Tov, because you've got a problem of tzeda. That tzeda is also. But if there's no tzeda, if there's only shechita, then that's muta. That he calls that a purpose. That's called a positive. So let's just get on with a couple of. So that's what we learn from. So says places in a few places. Why is melacha shein tzicha l'gufa, where I've done exactly the same activity? Why is it not chayv? Says places because of melechas machshavos. Meleches Machshavah tells me not only must you do the melacha, you must do the melacha with intent. That means the same intent as the Mishkan. That gives an importance of chashivos to the Mishkan. Rabbi Sai, are you allowed to do a melacha shein tzicha l'gufa for a choyle? That means somebody who's not choyle, avada is a choyle, if it's choyle sheyesh basakona, you're allowed to do the raisa. A person's very ill. Are you allowed to turn off the light or extinguish the candle, blow out the candle? So interesting. The chayra should be mutar because it's drabanan. The answer is it's osu. It's osu because it is a chomur dika drabanan. It's very chomur because, as we said, it's so close. The only difference between that and melacha is my intention. So therefore, it's so close to doraisa. Chazal did not forbade it. Another example. That means, even though according to many poskim, you're allowed to do a melacha doraisa b'shinui, right? A melacha doraisa b'shinui, you can carry something from a mamish from Rishus Rabim, yeah? Derech shinui, let's say under your hat, you need to carry medications, v'chadayim for choyles. Many poskim are matir. I agree, Pashas of Mishnah Berurah, not like that, but the Shulchan Aruch Rab, many poskim allow melacha doraisa to be done for choyle kol gufa, right? When I say choyle kol gufa, it's a person who's basically bedbound. Not somebody who's got a headache, somebody who's basically ill enough that he can't manage, can't get on with his day. Then, according to most people, you're allowed to do melacha b'shinui, but you're not allowed to do melacha she'ein atzricha legufa. Speaking about, obviously, we've run out of time, but melacha b'shinui, yeah? Since we're speaking about, where do we find, what's the tool? Why is doing a melacha in an abnormal way? That's what melacha b'shinui means, doing a melacha in an abnormal way, like this example. What's an example? Another example, Rabbi Sai, doctors in the hospital on Shabbos, melacha b'shinui.
Writing
what? left hand, right? Writing with the left hand is another malacha brought down by the Gemara. Why is it not chayav, Rabbi Yisai? If you manhig, if you hold the reins of a shor v'chamor together, or if you are zoyrei akilaim in an abnormal way, you throw the seeds like that, v'chadayim, there's no p'tur. Why is it possible on Shabbos? Because, Rabbi Yisai, meleches, meleches machshavos. The purpose needs to be important, and the activity needs to be done in an important way. That's why it needs to be
If you wrap your left hand, still got the notes written.
Correct. So the if you're ambidextrous, then you'll be chayav. But even here, normally a person who writes with his weak hand, there'll be a double shinui. First of all, it's a shinui in the toitzah. It's not as good as he would have liked it to look at, and it's a shinui in the actual action. But the p'tur of shinui is both, applies both, whether the result is done by shinui, or whether even if the action, even if you manage to write so slow that you can come out it might take you longer, exactly the same as if you would write with your right hand, but since you're doing it in an abnormal way, yeah, like the person who's carrying under his couple, he's achieved the result, he's got his chayfetz, right? He's just as happy as his friend who carried the normal way. Nevertheless, that is the melacha which is done b'shinui, and therefore it is potul. Just one more tonight, we'll finish with this, is dovah hamiskayim. A melacha needs to have durability. Therefore, if you write on the sand, if you write with... if you write on the... Well, that's not real mist, those opaque windows. But let's say that white was mist, and you write on it, that is not chayav min ha-tayra. Why? Because it's not ksiva shakayimah. Therefore, those thermometers which bring the colours, we're not talking about melocha doraisa. Yeah? There's a debate whether that's mortar. Why? Because it doesn't remain. Why do you need... Because it's not permanent. Sorry. Because it's not permanent. Why do you need dovah hamiskayim? Because of meleches machshavos. It's got to be an important activity. There's only, just to finish off, apart from toifer and kosher, as long as a melacha will remain forever, even though I can undo the melacha, for instance, I'm building a I'm building something, I'm fixing a syringe, and then I'll just break it. That's chayv. Yeah? If you are like cooking a food and then eating it, or if I grind a clod of earth and then I'm going to make it again, doesn't matter. If you're intending to undo a melacha, you're chayv already, right? If you're writing in pencil so that you can erase it, that's chayv. Why? Because it is melacha shekayimah. I need to do an action afterwards to undo it, with the exception of kosher. If I intend to undo a knot or I intend to undo a stitch, that's not chayv. Those two melachas are exceptions. But really, you need a melacha, a miskayim, again, because of the requirement of meleches machshavos. So just the four things that we've learned to fulfill meleches machshavos. It needs melacha atzricha legufa. It needs to be not done b'shinui. It needs to be done dovah she'ein miskav, and even kun to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds dovah she'miskav and mechol ha'tayra is also min ha'tayra. On Shabbos, it is muta, because you don't know for sure you're going to do the melacha. And you need davar shel kayama. I just wanted to finish off that anybody who's interested, I'm sorry, I did not have time to print out the notes. Anybody who is interested in printing out notes and just a brief synopsis of what we're doing on Tehillah Shabbos, please give your details, your email to Alan Perry.
I'll print out for tomorrow.
Sorry?
I'll print out for tomorrow if you wish.
Right. I could email you. So as you like. Thank you, Rabbi Yisai.